Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Morning, Ireland. It's 23 minutes to nine and Des is here with Friday's Sports.
Yeah, hi Anya. Busy day and Amber Barrett is in the headlines. She scored twice for the Republic of Ireland as they beat Zambia 3-2 in their World Cup warm-up friendly at Tallaght Stadium last night. Zambia took a lead on 17 minutes. They led at the break. Vera Powell made five changes at half-time. Ireland improved significantly. Amber Barrett was to score twice from the penalty spot. Then Claire O'Riordan headed Ireland in front. Amber Barrett struck again with a lovely goal before Zambia scored a consolation goal towards the end. After the game, Adrian Eames spoke with the goal-scoring hero, Amber Barrett.
Tonight was just a really special moment for me, and I think the fact my mum and dad were there as well always makes it, you know, that wee bit sweeter. But of course, anytime you score for Ireland is a great feeling, and to get two is an even better feeling. So I'm really, really grateful for it, but more grateful that this team was able to pull ourselves together and get come from behind to win against a really tough African team, Zambia. And yeah, I think in the second half we probably deserve to get the win.
And obviously next week Vera will announce her final squad. That's going to be very difficult for some players, isn't it? Because obviously everybody can't go. That's the reality of the situation. So she's got some big calls to make, hasn't she?
She does. Like at the end of the day, there's 23 players that get to represent Ireland at the World Cup. I think our current squad is 29. We still have three or four girls to come in. You have how many girls on standby? Like there's so many girls, you know, women that want to go to the World Cup represent Ireland. So honestly, I wouldn't want to be there over the next few days. It's going to be a very difficult time for her to narrow that down. And as you said, like there's going to be people who've been, you know, at so many games over the last years represented in the recent campaigns that might not get selected. And yeah, of course it's devastating, but you know, I think Vera then has to put the best 23 that she thinks that can get Ireland over as many games as possible down under. And yeah, of course, unfortunately that's top level sport. We have to narrow these things down, but you know, fingers and toes will be crossed.
That's Amber Barrett. Now, Bohemians are to remember Christy Dignam in tonight's Dublin derby game with Shamrock Rovers at Dalyman Park. Bows will wear a special Aslan shirt, and bucket collections and shirt sales will all go to St Francis Hospice. Rovers, meanwhile, will be honouring the passing of their hero, Ronnie Nolan. That match is live on RTÉ2 tonight. There's a couple of other derby games, though. St Pat's meet Shelburne, and Drogheda United play Dundalk. Cork City make the long journey to Derry, and UCD play Sligo Rovers. Now, it was a very good day for Irish golfers. Shane Lowry is in fifth place in the Travellers Championship on 6 under par. Denny McCarthy leads by 2 shots on 10 under. Rory McIlroy is 2 under, but he celebrated a fabulous hole-in-one. Seamus Power is 1 under. Now, Leona Maguire continues her good form. She's in sixth place at the Women's PGA Championship after an excellent round of 2 under par. Leanne Pace of South Africa leads on 5 under. Leona obviously boosted by her victory last weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a case of resetting, resting. Didn't do a whole lot of extra practice early this week. Just played the golf course and tried to be as ready as I could to go again sort of today. And very different test this week. Different mentality, a lot more sort of conservative targets. But it really requires all of your energy and your patience out there.
I was going to ask you about that. I guess that is a clear sign that whatever the test, you're up to it and you can identify it. You've got that clarity.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the key for everybody this week, just making sure you pick really good targets and just execute on them. So hopefully three more good days like today. But anytime you shoot under par in a major venue, you're always really happy.
Elsewhere, Tom McKibben had a great start to the BMW Open in Germany. He's on 4 under par, just 2 off the lead. In Gaelic games, we have a huge weekend ahead. We'll bring you all of the games live on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport. Earlier, Don Logue Cusack predicted hurling wins for Tipperary and Clare. But what about the football? Well, let's get the verdict now of Paul Flynn.
Morning, Des. What a weekend's action we had last week. You'd go as far as saying it was one of the most exciting and dramatic the GAA has seen in years. Everyone may not agree on this new structure, but nobody can disagree that last weekend was a phenomenal weekend for football, and we want more of that. No doubt this weekend will give us that with the fixtures that we have in store. 4 Sam Maguire games that are incredibly hard to call, and the only thing that was missing last weekend was a penalty shootout, and I wouldn't bet against us seeing one this weekend with how tight these games are. So first up in the Sam Maguire games, we have Donegal taking on Tyrone and Ballybuffet. After the turmoil that Donegal have gone through this year and change of managers and the county board issues, they've turned their fortunes around for sure. And like Oisín Gallen and Darrell Buil stepping up has really helped their causes, and Paddy McBrady coming back as the captain has definitely helped. Tyrone have the quality. They've been inconsistent so far this year, but you just feel that there's a performance in them. Derek Canavan up top has been phenomenal, kicking 10 points last weekend, and they've got McCurry coming back into the fold this week. So they've got the firepower, and I think that's going to be the difference this weekend in a tight game in Ballybuffet. I think Tyrone might just come out on top. Kildare host Monaghan and Tullamore. Both teams had inconsistent routes to this game. Kildare brought character, skill, all the things that you want to see in a team at this time of the year with their backs against the wall, and they really performed. And that score from Kevin Feely right at the end epitomised it. And even his interview afterwards, you could just tell that this team have character and they've gelled. Monaghan, their best game was against Derry, where they mirrored the Derry structure. They're going to need a really focused attention to detail this weekend to get the win over Kildare, because it's such a tight game to call. But I'm going to just give it to Kildare based on the momentum that they have coming into this. I think that they can win it by the finest of margins. Cork take on Roscommon and Páirc Uí Chaoimh. The fortunes of both these teams have flipped since the group started. Cork with the tough loss to Clare. Roscommon coming into it after such a positive league, and you just felt that they're going to build on that. But they've been a little bit up and down in the group stages, but Cork have been building, and they're building not just on their structure tactically, but more so on the character as a group. And it's been a while since the Cork team has had this never say die character, and the way they finished their games over the group stages has been telling. So I think Cork are just going to have enough here, and they might get over the line by a single point, and that character will tell in this game. And the game of the weekend then is Galway taking on Mayo. Both teams probably ask themselves, how the hell did we end up here? But they have to deal with it now. It's going to be who can pick themselves up quickest. It's going to be a game that takes on a life of its own. Galway have got the power. They've got the control. They've got the structure. You will question at the back when Armagh kicked it in long. They were found wanting. Will they be able to fix that in a couple of days? Mayo will be looking to expose that and move the ball quickly to try and create scoring opportunities. They won't want to get themselves into a situation where they're going to try and break down that swarm defence time and time again, because they've struggled with that this year. Galway have been a team I fancied this year, and they've been consistent, albeit last weekend they lost. I'm still going to stick with them, and I'm going to think that this game is going to go right down to the wire, but they might just get over the line. And finally then, the Telton Cup semi-final. Meath take on Antrim and Down take on Laois. Andy McEntee leading his Antrim charges against his home county will be very interesting, and Down after their fantastic win against Cavan will be really interesting to see how they can build on that. My feeling is here that we're going to see a repeat of the 1991 All-Ireland football final in the Telton Cup this year, and Down and Meath are going to progress.
Thanks to Paul Flynn for that. Now in racing, the Ascot Gold Cup saw Frankie Dettori, he's 52, he retires later this year, score a famous ninth Gold Cup victory when he rode Courage Mon Ami to victory in his final Royal Ascot meeting. That meeting does continue today, and there's also racing action at both Down Royal and Limerick.